Maybe I'd be in the NFL if this was available.
That's former Stanford kicker Derek Belch, and he's talking about new technology that's bringing virtual reality to the NFL and some top college football programs. Belch, who graduated from Stanford in 2008, is the founder of Striver Labs. The Silicon Valley startup will be working with the Dallas Cowboys, New England Patriots, and San Francisco 49ers when training camp opens next week, helping quarterbacks and other players prepare for game day. I spoke to Belch last week and asked him to describe what it's like when you put on the virtual reality headset.
You literally have the eyes of the quarterback as if you were on the field. It looks, it sounds, it feels real. I mean, about the only thing you're not doing is getting hit and maybe not smelling the grass, and maybe one day we'll get there.
To be clear, this technology is about watching film in a virtual environment. You're not actually throwing footballs to virtual players or anything like that. So how does it help individual and team performance on the field?
This is not all about throwing for 500 yards in a game or throwing 5 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. It's about getting everybody on the same page, and particularly at the NFL level, there's a lot on a quarterback's plate, and especially for young players, it's feast or famine, and they throw you in the big kid pool right away, and we're just accelerating the learning process for these guys so they don't have to think as much on the field. You know, there's a lot of guys that can throw the ball, but the thinking thing is what separates the average from the good and the good from the great.
I've actually had the opportunity to put the headset on and immerse myself in a Stanford football practice. I learned one thing. I would make a very, very poor quarterback at Stanford.
There you go.
Put that out there. Please don't recruit me. But what evidence do you have that time spent virtually immersed in practice helps players perform better during games?
We actually did a small study last year at Stanford. We put 3 of our quarterbacks, the senior, the junior and the freshman, into the virtual environment. We had them watch a series of plays. We tested their reaction time. We tested their recall. We tested their memory over the course of the session. Then we brought them back in again a month later, and we did the whole thing again. The results were about what you would expect. Reaction time went down. Recognition, recall went up.
Starting Stanford quarterback Kevin Hogan began using the headset before games late last season, and his completion percentage improved from 64% to 76%. Coincidence?
There's been a lot of press out there that has basically attributed Kevin's great play down the stretch to our training device. I will never go that far. You know, there are other things going on there. And, you know, Kevin, he's a good football player. And it may not have been because of virtual reality, but the numbers are there. The data's there. We saw that he used it. You know, we heard qualitatively, you know, anything that can make a player feel more prepared is going to have a positive outcome on performance. And I think at the very least, that's what we're going to do.
Obviously, there's always going to be a risk of injury during actual games, but is there a chance this technology could help reduce injuries during practice? I mean, instead of getting hit by a teammate or running and throwing too much on a hot summer day, you can get more reps in virtually, right?
I'm a realist on this stuff. I'm not going to sit here and say we're going to just completely eliminate practice injuries. No. The NFL, no one hits each other during the season, right? And the quarterback is untouchable. I mean, God, if anyone goes within a foot of a quarterback, they're practically cut. What we can do is, let's take an example. Let's say a player is already injured and he can't be on the practice field going full go, but he can get his reps in a virtual environment and not further injure himself while he's rehabbing. So when he is ready to go, his mind is there and it's just his body that has to catch up.
So what do you think is the future for virtual reality in sports for both fans and competitors?
You know, 5 years from now, we really could be looking at a situation where you might be able to just watch a game from your couch as if you're right there on the sideline. On the player coach training side, we're only scratching the surface. I think by next year, you're going to see every NFL team with what we do or something similar. We're working on some stuff that can basically trick your brain into thinking you're doing something that you're not, that makes it seem even more real. We're working on some stuff that is going to actually be able to have you move around at a decent pace. I think 3-4 years from now, it's going to be totally different. But I don't think we're ever going to be able to just totally replace practice.
Derek Belch is founder of Striver Labs. To see how virtual reality training works, you can link to a video at our website, onlyagame.org. Thanks, Derek.
Thank you, Shira.